Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Fountain Show, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we have a lovely guest today by the name of Brenda Tenorelli. She's from over there in Carolina in the United States, and we're going to join up and make a giant circle right around the world, because we're also joining up with Mr. Gary Moore over there in Oregon. So are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Hello, John Christie.
Hey,
yeah,
yes.
We're making a great big circle of love around the planet.
Group hug we need, first of all, before
a
we start.
Group hug. Absolutely.
That's it.
Now, here we are.
Again.
Yes, here we are again. And we're joining one another, even though we're not coming apart. But that's okay. I don't know. As far as I know, the last I looked. But,
what's been going on over there in America this week? Anything drastic?
Well, the,
or
the weather has straightened out. We had some tremendous storms last week.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, they were almost like a hurricane. It was just the rain and the wind and so forth. But here lately, the sun has been on and it's been quite wonderful weather-wise. And other than that, we're moving right along, enjoying the winter in the north. Pacific Northwest, and loving every minute of it.
Oh, well, if you're enjoying the winter, that's good. Well, it's been a beautiful sunny day today. In fact, I thought it was like spring, but I believe we're going to get snow or whatever by weekend. So if you get a bit of nice weather, you've got to suffer for it later. Anyway,
we had a
full moon we had last Wednesday or Thursday, depending on what part of the world you're in, which we could all manifest and, expand our light and manifest our dreams. So let's hope everybody did that last week.
Yes, but it's not too I know late. I did. It's never too late.
I try to do it every day. And we expand our light by joining up with each other. And when we join up with each other, you know, of like-minded people such as we are, we'll join together and light passes from heart to heart all the way around the world. Even if you're listening in archives, it doesn't matter because you're right. still part of the energy. And the people who are listening on the radio or in the chat room are all helping to co-create the energy as well.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're hoping, well, we're going to have a word with our guest in a few minutes. She's going to be speaking about removing interference, which I spelt wrong on the link, by the way. But because I'd already posted the link out, I couldn't alter it. So, and Brenda is a spiritual healer, teacher, counselor, paranormal energy remover, soul retriever, and ordained minister. And she's the mother of three very spiritually gifted children and the true flame of a totally and truly incredible and gifted man. She loves nature and all animals and Mother Earth. And she enjoys meditating, nature-related activities, gardening, traveling, volunteering at school. Who does that? No, I must admit, I've done that before today. And with animals. Never work with animals, by the way. They always upstage you. And playing with the kids and cats. So, I noticed there are already several callers on the switchboard, but before we actually bring Brenda on, we're going to play a beautiful song that she requested, and it's an Enya song, and she's one of my favourites. This is Caribbean Blue. Give it a spin, eh?
Great.
Oh, that's a lovely song. I love that. Anyway, it's my theory that everybody tuned in and everybody on here today is are all one of the 144,000 people who have incarnated at this time, especially to help with this shift and help the beings of light. Well, that's my theory anyway, because it's so easy now for all the like-minded people to connect that I think that's what's happening at the moment. What do you think, anybody?
I think that's quite plausible. Yes.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. So why not? Especially if you're the intention of helping the beings of light.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Some people don't know yet that that's why they're here. So if there's anybody out there who didn't know and you want to know why you're here, I think that's why you're here. If you're connecting with us, that's, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to bring Brenda on now. We've already got some callers on the switchboard, but we'd like her to tell us what she's doing first and tell us about removing interference. So here we go. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am. And
oh, welcome.
Thank you so
much. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm perfect, and so are you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, basically, I am a spiritual healer, teacher, and counselor. I would say counseling is probably the most of what I do every day, many different sites and places. I work in several different healing modalities. I also do a lot of guiding spirits to the light, doing soul retrieval, a lot of paranormal work and clearing houses and lands and such. And I carry the Christ Light and the Ruby Ray and the Sacred Rose Energies of Magdalena.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds great.
So what started you on this path, on the path that you're on now? How did you get there? How did you choose to come down this road?
Well, I was just kind of going along, doing my own thing, taking care of my three kids, doing a lot of volunteer work, and I was having a lot of issues with what they call the ADHD in children and wanting to put them on medications, and my children were being included in that. And so I was seeking ways to help my children when I came across a particular spiritual healer and medium, psychic, and a book that he had written. And within the book are four guided meditations. And when I started doing the meditations in order to help my children learn how to better help them with what was going on, it opened me up and set me completely on my path with all my gifts opening up fully and very rapid evolution. So that was the name of the book was Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. Written by Gary Stivey and Dean Heimel, and the guided meditations go along with that book.
Secrets from God what? Sorry, I missed the end of that.
Your Keys to Heaven.
Oh, Your Key to Heaven. Mm-hmm. And who is it by again?
Yeah.
Gary Stivey.
No, I didn't catch that.
Gary Stivey and co-author Dean Heimel.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Okay, so do you want to tell us about removing interference? Because I think quite a few people will be interested to know what it is for a start and how you go about doing it.
Well, it's really become a very interesting field over the last couple of years, to say the least, and it's become a very big part of what I do, partially because of the twin flames. Working with twin flame couples is a huge part of my mission as well, and also work with the gifted children. And there's a lot of interference from different forms of dark energy there that have been interfering, causing delays in soul plans, causing delays in twin flame reunions, holding up the basic divine plan for everybody. And so I've been taught by those in spirit how to remove these forms of interference so that people can start getting on with their lives and their soul plans and do what they came here to do.
Wow.
So those dark forces can come in many different forms. The last year and a half or so, there have been some newer entities that have been coming in that have never been here before, that are from a different universe, that have been particularly troublesome, and they've been causing a great deal of the problem, as well as a lot of the deception and a lot of misleading of even light workers and very spiritual people, because they portray themselves as light beings. So those have been the toughest to deal with.
And that's if you see one, but how would you know if you were being interfered by, you know, with somebody? I think I better rephrase that. I didn't mean interfered with. You know what I meant? You know, how would you know if a dark energy was interfering in what you're trying to do?
Well, it used to be a lot easier to be able to tell that before these entities came in, because people would, you know, white light and ask spirit three times if the being was of the light, and we would sage, and we have all these different methods that everybody uses to shield and protect, and different ways of knowing, you know, if it felt nice and warm and fuzzy, then it was of the light, and if it felt cold and chilly, then it was of the dark. And those methods, unfortunately, don't necessarily work anymore against these particular entities. So it's best now for everybody to learn how to clear their own energy and dimensions, and learn of the energies that can protect them against the newer entities as well. Otherwise, there is no way to know for sure that they're not being interfered.
So you can smudge yourself and your home and things with sage, can't you, for one thing?
Yeah, there are many different forms that people have been using for a lot of time, you know, that they can use to shield and protect and clear the energy around, and those will work for many of all the older forms of dark energies that we're used to dealing with, but those are not sufficient against the newer entities. To protect ourselves properly against the newer entities, we need to incorporate the rainbow and infinity energies of heaven into all of that. It's best to use as many methods as possible, but everything we do needs to be infused with these two energies as well to be fully effective against the newest entities.
So is the violet flame still usable for this?
It's very usable on many different things, and it's very powerful for transmuting and transforming energies, but alone is not sufficient against the newest entities.
So how do we contact the new energies that we need for people listening in that maybe...
You would just call them in, or, you know, people that have different methods that they use. Like some people would just ask God or their angels or their higher selves to please infuse them with the rainbow and infinity energy. Some people work with the different energy rays and the rainbow energies themselves, and they can just bring those in and incorporate it into everything they're doing. Surround yourself with it. One of the things I do for people and can do for all of you, a spiritual gift from me, is two bubble shields. And I ask God to place one each of these two bubble shields. One is a golden one and one is a pink unconditional love shield. And both of those get placed over each and every person here and are infused with rainbow and infinity energy. And then I add in the diamond ray for extra strength. And that will help keep everybody here protected from these newer entities.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Sounds wonderful.
Very, very strong and very good to have this day and age. All the shielding and protection we can possibly have these days is really crucial.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure one of the people that we have on the switchboard would like to ask a question. So okay. Do you want to bring the first one on, please, Gary?
I can do that. We'll go ahead and bring them on. We have a caller from the 631 area code, and we'll go ahead and bring them on. 631, you are on air with Brenda Tenorelli and the rest of us. What would be your question? How are you? Hello?
Hello. Sometimes they're just listening in and they don't want to speak.
Yeah.
So maybe
that could be in this case.
Could be. Okay. Because we don't bite, in fact, we're nearly human.
Not quite.
Well, we don't fight very hard.
No, and we've been fed. Well, I've had my evening meal, but you haven't over there in America yet, have you? So you might be hungry, but I'm not. Anyway, so we'll put that person back on mute, and if they dislike to listen in, that's quite fine. And we'll bring the person from area code 630. Hello, you're live on air with Brenda Tenorelli. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I was just listening. I didn't know I pressed a one. But, hi, Brenda. Hi, Jean, and hi, Gary.
Hiya.
Hi. My name is Mia, and I'm calling from Chicago, and, I'm interested in learning more, Brenda is talking about.
Wonderful. Do you have any particular questions or anything at this time?
Well, I'm not sure if there's any removing that I have to do of these interference within myself. Is that something that you can do live?
Yes, I can do a general energy clearing on you live while we're talking. I'm doing that right now. I don't see any major forms of interference or anything serious going on with you. Just a general clearing, efficient. So it all looks good. Everything's clear now. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Thank you.
Wasn't it? Brilliant, Brenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, and then, Brenda, what do you suggest for, like, a daily clearing for myself for that minor removal that you did that wasn't something big? I don't want it to turn into something big, but maybe something to maintain my own clearing.
Yeah, later in the show, I'm going to do a guided meditation, and that particular meditation is going to teach everyone here how to receive spiritual gifts from God, Creator, that you can use to clear your energy every day. You can also use it on anyone else around you. And so those energies, those spiritual gifts that you use, will be able to clear your energy every day. And then after that, the best thing to do to learn how to clear your dimensions as well. If you can learn to clear your dimensions every day as well, that will help tremendously, and that's one of the other guided meditations that I teach.
Okay. I look forward to listening to that. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for picking up my call.
Well, we'll just go ahead and put you back on hold. If you have any other questions, let us know. And that's it for the callers at the moment. So
okay.
Wish to move forward with anything else you wish to say.
Okay. As far as interference, I would like to elaborate a bit on that. Some of the other different forms of interference that I deal a lot with the removal of, I do a lot of cord-cutting ceremonies. Those, I've found that people have a tendency to, like, do some cord-cutting with certain people or certain events that they go along because they know it's bothering them. That we can have cords and ties that bind us from anyone, anything, any events or times, any of our past lives, any of this stuff can be holding us back. And so when I do cord-cutting ceremonies for someone, I take all of those things into account and cut all the cords that don't serve their highest good from anything in any lifetime at any given time in their entire incarnation cycle. So that helps a lot. Another big factor these days is people doing black magic, curses, spells, hexes. There's also a lot of implants, some dark energies, dark entities and things, putting implants in people. And so I do a lot of curse removal and a lot of deactivating of implants and things like that, so I can remove any and all forms of dark arts or black magic as well.
Oh, brilliant. In fact, would you mind putting your website in the chat room? Because I might have a friend who would be interested in contacting you about that, if that's okay. Brenda?
Yeah. Got that right here.
Okay, what is your website?
AngelHealingAndTeaching.com.
AngelHealingAndTeaching.com.
Yes.
Right, it is. I'll just say that again for the people who are listening. www.angelhealingandteaching.com. And that's the website if you'd like to contact Brenda if you have any problems at all. Just get on there and we can contact you on there, can we? Leave a message. Yeah.
I can be contacted in many different places, but my website does have my phone number and my email address for anyone that wants to contact me.
That's good. Great. So did you want to mention about your children? You've got gifted children. Did you have any problem with your children with the ADHD? ADH? Sorry.
I did beforehand, and so the meditations and the things that I've learned to help clear their energy as well as mine and help them learn to work with their gifts has helped them very much to be able to work with those better and to be able to do better. It teaches them how to call on their angels in school and how to ask for help with focusing on different subjects and things that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you sometimes find that children who are suffering from the attention deficit syndrome are gifted and really quite tuned in, aren't they? And
of course,
teachers don't really recognize this.
No, they don't. That's one of the things that I try and teach and counsel a lot about. Also, the autistic children, there are many different children that come into that category, and most of them are either indigos, crystals, or rainbow children. Now we have some diamond children coming in as well. But rather than tagging them with disorders, what they need to be doing is learning how to work with these children, how to really understand them, and how to help them work with their own innate gifts, rather than putting them on medications that hurt them and block their spiritual abilities. Most of them vibrate at a very, very high level. Some of the very highly autistic vibrate at a level that's equivalent to an angel, and people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they have difficulty conforming into the mold of conditioning and so forth that society has, you know, placed on children. You know, and they simply do not conform to that kind of stuff, and therefore they're looked upon, they're looked at, you know, askancely.
Right.
When,
it's like trying to put a square peg in a round hole, isn't it?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's actually painful for some of them
down
here to try and project into their body down here with all the lower energies on the planet can literally be physically painful for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So we just have the two callers at the moment, but if anybody else would like to call in, the number from outside the United States is 001-646-929-0461. Or if you're on Skype, you can press click to talk if you're in the chat room.
Right.
But, so if anybody else wants to call in quickly before we do the ceremonies and get into Brenda's lovely meditation, you know, now is your chance. 001, if you're calling from outside the United States, 646-929-0461.
Or at the top of the chat room, on top of the chat room, there's a little Skype button. Click that. And if you have a headset on your computer, you could just, it rings you right straight through, and you can talk to us that way as well.
Yeah, or contact Brenda on angelhealingandteaching.com website.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have time later on, after we've done your lovely meditation, to take any more callers that might want to call in, because I don't think there's anybody else over there just at the minute. No, there's not. So we'll play this lovely video that you requested, And so if Gary wants to get everybody pulling the players up, she'll get over to the switchboard. And I've got the soundtrack
loaded. Bear with me here just a moment. as I get the link for the video, bear with me a moment.
I've posted it in the chat room.
We posted it in the chat room. Well, everyone go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and that lets us know that you are ready.
Ready.
And there's the link, and there's my heart that indicates I'm ready.
Me too.
And as we wait for everyone else to set up their hearts, John Christie will get over to the switchboard, and in John Christie's inimitable fashion, will cue us all and synchronize us all, and we will act in unison with one heart, one mind, and listen to the file and watch the video at the same time.
It is
and
a
here come the hearts.
Song called The Celts. And so I'm over here on the switchboard, so I'm going to count you down now. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Thank you. Right now, it's time to light our candles. We also make a ceremony out of lighting the candles because it reminds us that we're connecting with our Creator, the Great Light. Also, it's a very powerful tool when used with focused intent and prayer. It helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing around the world to all mankind. I've already lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, but I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And now that we've purified the atmosphere, we're also going to call in the rainbow and infinity and the diamond rays to help us with the protection. But we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light as well. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extra-dimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine being. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Well, I'm just going to do the healing song through a couple of times live, so if you know it, I'd like you to sing along. It's the words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. And it goes like this. Anna, Elna, Rafana, Anna, Elna, Rafana. And I sent healing out with my voice there. And right now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you. Dearest Wei Xiaowash, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
everybody to find a comfortable place. Imagine yourself surrounded by white feathers. Completely and totally relaxed. Feel all the tension in your body being released into the feathers until you feel like you're floating. Now see a beautiful ocean with the waves rushing up onto the pristine white sandy beach. See yourself standing on the beach with the sand between your toes. Look up and see a beautiful blue sky with fluffy white clouds passing by. Just relax and enjoy the ocean for a moment. Now see the blue sky turning into a golden sky. See the sky opening up and a bright light shining down all around you from your head to your feet. Now see the light going in through the top of your head, going all the way down, filling your body up like a bathtub until you're glowing from head to toe, glowing full of golden energy. Now see yourself floating up through the air and into the light. Up through the clouds, into the light. Now that you're in the light, look down and see that you're standing on a golden floor. Look around and see a big room with golden walls. See someone standing in the distance ahead of you. Walk closer until you reach this scene. You may see a being of bright, bright light. The being may appear to you many other ways. You're now standing before God, Creator. You'll see God lay hands on top of your head. You'll feel warm, golden energy flowing into your body. This helps to awaken your spiritual body. And this also helps to awaken your spiritual sight and hearing. You may now introduce yourself to God. You may say hello. He may have a message for you. And now ask God for your spiritual gift or gifts. Whatever you're handed, reach up with your physical hand and take them. You may feel warmth or tingling on your fingertips. Ask what the gifts are and what they are for, and then place each of them into your chest. All of your gifts will automatically be kept in your chest for safekeeping, and you can get to them anytime. You may receive a staff, a sword, a harp, a book, a crown, or many other gifts. Each one is tailored just for you. Most people get a staff to remove dark energies with from their spiritual body. You can also ask for a staff if you haven't received one. And you'll see God hand you a golden staff that's already infused with rainbow and infinity energy. Now take your staff and pass it through your body, your spiritual body, from your feet back up all the way down through your body. And you'll see all the dark energies of any kind that are in you flying out and dissolving. You may also use this on anyone else around you, anyone in your family, co-workers, children, pets. And when you're done clearing your body and there's only gold energy shining out of you, you can put it back in your chest. Now you can ask God and the angels for any guidance that you need in your life. You can ask any questions that you want and listen for the answers. It may sound like the voice inside your head. And when you're done, thank God and the angels for their time and patience. Most importantly, when you're done, don't keep going over the process, analyzing it, or thinking it didn't happen, because it did. It's very real. Your gifts are yours to keep and to use daily, anytime you need to. Be sure to keep a journal of your gifts as you meditate daily. It's a good idea to do this meditation every single day, to clear yourself with your staff. And we're done. I hope everybody enjoyed that.
Another caller on. Oh, sorry, we do have another caller on by the name of Carrie's River. Do you want to bring the caller on? Thank you so much for the beautiful meditation, Brenda. And thank you to everyone for being in the chat room and joining in. There we go.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. It was wonderful, Brenda.
It was beautiful.
And I'll go ahead and bring the caller on. The caller's name is Carrie's River. We'll just go ahead and bring you on the air. Hello. Well, thank you for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Carrie. Just
Hi, Carrie.
I'm just listening. Thanks.
If you have any questions.
No, not at the moment. Thank you.
Are you just listening?
Yeah.
Yes,
so
just
then.
Listening. Okay.
I didn't press one. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And thank you for listening. And, thanks for the gorgeous meditation. That was absolutely beautiful. And, in fact, I was so carried away with that there. I didn't know what day it was. Okay. Right then. So in the chat room earlier, we put your website, but there's a few people joined in the chat room now who probably missed it. So we'll just give them the website again for anybody who would like to contact you to get rid of any energies that they want rid of.
Right.
So it was angelhealingandteaching.com. So that's www.angelhealingandteaching.com. That's great. And so for the people who missed the chat earlier on, Brenda gets rid of interference and she removes interference and any negative energies that you may have. And what else do you do, Brenda? Do you want to tell anybody what else you do?
I also do healing work with several different healing modalities, so I can do any kind of healing session on a person for physical, mental, emotional, spiritual issues of any kind. I do soul retrieval and repair, spirit repair, and any kind of soul or spirit issues. I do guiding to the light and clearing of lands and homes, any kind of paranormal clearing work. I do a lot of counseling and teaching as well, and I teach 4 guided meditations. If you do all 4 of them together as a set is, of course, the highest benefit and will teach a great many things.
And you also help children, don't you, who are struggling with ADH, or some people call it different things, don't they? There's attention deficit syndrome and ADS, I think some people call it. But
Right, yeah, I work with the gifted children a lot. That's a big aspect of my mission. So is working with twin flames and soulmates, which the twin flames seems to be where the majority of the interference comes in and the most severe attack. So I have a lot of people that contact me in twin flame situations to find out if there's curses or different things going on that are delaying their reunion, delaying them from coming together. And there usually is. readings for people. I do a lot of twin flame readings. I do a lot of soul and star readings that tell people what their soul family is, what color ray and energy ray they flow, what some of their gifts may be and their life purpose. And I can tell them what star systems they originated from and about many of the different past lives that they've had, both on Earth and off.
Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Work Brilliant. Well, we still have a few minutes spare and nobody else has called in. I'm surprised, but we'll have to have you back on again, Brenda. And so that anybody who didn't get a chance to call in this time can call you next time with any of that lot that you've just been talking about. But anyway, I just thought I would just play one of my tracks. I've been recording all day with Paul Hutchinson, and he's just moving his studio at the minute. But if anybody wants to get in touch with Paul to do any recording, you can contact us on the Healing Fountain and or on Facebook. Don't forget to find our Facebook pages. There's Gary Moore, the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, Jan Christie Drinkell, and my band page, Jan Christie. And so you can always contact us on any of those. And I'll just give this one a spin. It's called Change the World, because that's my mission.
All right.
And yours, Gary.
Thank you all for that.
Don't go away yet. I just thought I'd give that one a bit of an air. Well, next week, we have Cajon back on, Gary. Do you remember Cajon? He's the guy that when we're over at the Avery Stones for the summer solstice on three separate years with a lot of other people from the Gold Ring, he was on the actual radio with us, and he's a very talented musician. So he's coming on next week. And we had loads of people there at Avery. We had people from Holland, Italy, Spain, America, Canada, Holland. Can't remember all the places, but there were loads of us there. But it was absolutely brilliant. And what I couldn't get over was that every morning the sun comes up, but at the solstices, if you're out watching the sun come up, just as the sun comes over the horizon, because you've got to get up very early in the morning, just as it comes over the horizon, everybody applauds. That's just amazing.
Wow.
Because it comes up every morning and you don't even think about it, do you? But if you've gone out especially to watch it, you really do appreciate it. So I think we've had the winter solstice, have we? So the summer solstice is going to be on the 21st of, or around and about 21st of June, something like that. So anyway, that was brilliant. Okay, so next week we've got a Kahana, as I said. And have we anything else we want to chat about with our special guest, Brenda?
I'm not sure. Do you have anything more to add? And I'd also like to say that the next celestial event that happens will be in March for the equinox.
Oh, right. Oh, the equinox, so, yeah, we call it.
As the sun crosses the equator again on its way up to the northern, on the northern hemisphere again. On its way to the summer solstice, but that's going to be the next event. Anyway, Brenda, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be here with all of you, and I appreciate each and every one here that spent the time here with us to listen and be a part of it.
Well, we've really enjoyed having you on, and we get all different types of guests on here. Sometimes we have mediums, and they give messages, and we have angel card readers and all different sorts of special guests. So depending on what you're into, you can always call in and have a special reading from any of our guests, including Brenda. And as we said, she can clear negative energies. So next time she's on, don't forget to give her a call.
Yes, thank you so much.
And so did you want to just mention anything else before we bring the show to a close? Oh, did you want to tell us about your show? You have a radio show as well.
Yes, I do. Normally every Monday night after this one, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I usually have a show on Kathy Sistentecho. She runs numerous different shows, and mine's just one of them, but I am the host of the show.
Kathy's a dear friend of mine. I know I've known Kathy for years. She's a lovely person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a tough time lately getting ourselves together and getting some shows set up. So I've skipped a few lately, and then I skipped it tonight because I didn't want it to conflict with this one at all. But normally I do try to do them every Monday night. And I talk about all kinds of different things, any spiritual topic whatsoever. We've covered just about everything at this point. So, yeah, I really enjoy doing that one, too. And I have wonderful people, wonderful listeners. Kathy has been a very dear friend setting up my shows and helping me with them for almost 5 years now.
Wow. So. And the more people out and about spreading the light about, the better it is. And your show wouldn't have started till 8 p.m. EST, is that?
Right, yes. Which probably wouldn't have collided with this one at all, obviously.
No, it wouldn't. No, because I'd be in bed when you, I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
By that time. And
yeah, it's a little late.
I always miss Gary's show, which is on a Saturday, and that's quite late as well, and that's the Daddy G show on a Saturday with Gary.
Mm-hmm.
So, what time does yours go out, Gary? If you want to tell the listeners,
it's on at 9 p.m. Eastern. So it's about 2 o'clock in the morning at your house, John Christie. So
yeah,
but it's
that's why I'm normally in bed.
Right.
Well, if you've got any requests for any song, Gary, you can just type one in and just give it a spin if you want, because we are quite early today. For some reason, normally the time just slips away and we just don't have enough. And normally we've got wall-to-wall callers on the switchboard. But everybody was shy today, weren't they? We got a few callers on the switchboard, but they didn't want to speak. They were just listening.
Yeah, so apparently so.
If you want to find yourself a nice little song to play, you be the DJ, Gary, and give one a spin. We'll just do that one, and then I'll play out with something else in a little while, as soon as we've done that.
We've got about 8 minutes left in the show. Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see what I can find here.
Yeah, thanks to everybody in the chat room. You really help to make the show when you're in there, putting your hearts and things in there. And even if you can't type in, it's just lovely to see a few bodies there and know that there's a few spirits out there tuning in with us.
Yeah, wonderful.
And we all came here, and we all came here to this show because we were meant to be here from the very beginning.
Of course we were.
What's that?
What is it, Gary? It's going to keep us in suspenders.
Yeah. That's a guess.
Lying in bed, I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all.
Right, well, don't forget, join us next week for Cajon. Not only is he a brilliant musician, but he's also got some really brilliant information to tell us about, and also about his new book. He did write one about the violet flame, but this is a different one now. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Thank you once again to Brenda Tenorelli, and we hope to have her back soon because she's absolutely brilliant. So here we're going to play out with Adam, I'll get the right teeth in yet, Adam Lambert, Time for Miracles. And thank you, Gary. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you, John Christie. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. Thank
we
you.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thanks.